Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and thank you so much for joining me in episode 458 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Darren, but before we get to that, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is lynda.com. That's LYNDA.com. The number one online learning platform with over 3,000 on-demand video courses that can help you strengthen your business, your technology, and your creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, complete access to all of their courses, head on over to lynda.com/askpat. That's lynda.com/askpat. You can watch and learn from top experts. You can stream thousands of video courses on demand. You can learn at your own pace. You can browse through the transcripts. Or you can take notes as you're going along with them. You can download tutorials and watch them on the go. There are so many great things about Lynda that make it so easy for you to learn these things that can help you improve your entrepreneurship, your skills at your 9-to-5, everything. So again, that's lynda.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Darren.
Hi, Pat. Darren here from Midwest, Missouri, and I have a question about keywords and tags in a WordPress blog. What is the difference between keywords and tags, and are both used in SEO? A little background. For the past 8 months, I've chronicled my efforts to launch a manufacturing business on my blog, mystartupchallenge.com. My blog has about 45 posts so far, and each post is between 500 and 1,000 words. So there's a lot of content in which I'm open and honest, and I share what is working, what is not working to launch this new business. But so far, it seems that most of the visitors are bots, and 100% of the comments are from bots, which I do moderate and delete. I'm using a WordPress theme called Rendon Pro that I purchased from ThinkUp Themes. This theme has an SEO section for each and every blog post that I write, and in the SEO section, it asks for page title, description, and keywords. But in another section of the WordPress blog, it asks for tags. What is the difference between these keywords and tags in WordPress blog? Thanks for all your advice. I enjoy listening to your weekly Smart Passive Income podcasts, your daily Ask Pat podcasts, and your one-day BP podcast with Chris Ducker. Thanks and have a good one.
Hey, Darren, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. First of all, I want to tackle these spam bot comments because really quickly, you can totally wipe out those comments by downloading a WordPress plugin. You said you were using a WordPress theme, so you're on WordPress, which is great. Use this plugin to completely annihilate those bot comments. It's called GrowMap Anti-Spambot Plugin. So just type in GrowMap Anti-Spambot plugin, and you'll find the link to it. You can go and get access to this for free through your WordPress plugin directory through the back end of your WordPress site to make it easy to install and then activate. Again, what this does is it allows you to essentially put a tick box or a radio button on your comments so that when a person wants to leave a comment, they have to click this check mark. And if they don't do that, the comment doesn't go through. And all these bots, they don't have the ability to do that. So it's a really quick and easy way that's not too much trouble for people who are actually leaving comments. So that'll just completely annihilate that. So again, that's GrowMap Anti-Spambot Plugin, or GASP, as it's commonly known, GASP, which is interesting. Now, the other part of your question is, what is the difference between keywords and tags in a WordPress blog, specifically to SEO or search engine optimization? Well, the interesting thing about keywords is that Google actually doesn't read the keywords you put in the metadata or the behind-the-scenes information for a particular blog post. They don't read that. They used to, but it's been a long, long time since they have, because people were putting in keywords that weren't related to their particular posts, and as a result, they were actually ranking for keywords that those posts weren't about. Now, today, Google is all about serving the best results for people, and they've learned that keywords are easy for people to tweak and not have be related, so they don't even look at those. With that being said, from my understanding, Bing and Yahoo, they still look at the keywords for parts of their algorithm to understand whether or not a post is related to something. And so I would still recommend adding keywords. And keywords can be anything that comes to mind that is important that you feel somebody who is searching for content that you have would type in to then find it. You could use keyword research tools to discover what those keywords could and should be. But again, Google doesn't actually look at those. I think keywords are more important to include in your title and also in the description. But the keywords in the keywords field on the back end of your WordPress site when you are actually creating a post aren't as important. But you can still include those things quickly for Bing and Yahoo. Now, tags are a way for you to help categorize what's going on in your site. And it's a way for people to discover content that could potentially be related to other pieces of content. Now, tags and categories are somewhat similar, but in WordPress, it's much easier to create category pages and have people discover things through different categories. Categories is like a level one hierarchy. You might have five different categories in your particular blog post, but then potentially hundreds of tags. And tags, again, are sort of a secondary or even tertiary level of categorizing or understanding what a particular post is about. So it's just a way for you to help posts be able to relate to each other. There are ways to share content on your website or have people find content through different mechanisms on your site that utilize those tags. But categories and differentiating different pieces of content in different categories on your site is going to be more important than those tags too. Tags do play a minor role, from my understanding. Again, I'm not an SEO expert. There's a lot of great people out there who could probably comment on this better than I can. So if you want to help Darren out and help out in terms of keywords and tags, please validate that Google does not read keywords anymore. And also, what are your thoughts on tags? Use the hashtag AskPat455 so we can help Darren out. Again, that's hashtag AskPat455 on Twitter. We can all discuss that there. But from my understanding, the tags aren't or don't play as much of a role either, for the same reason that the keywords don't. It's more of a thing to help your audience discover related content on your website more than it is for search engines. So again, the big idea here is just write for your audience, not for search engines. Structure your site in a way and have it be easily navigatable or navigable. I don't know what the right word is there, to be able to search through and find pieces of content that may relate to each other or are found to be helpful when they're on one particular page to then find another. So that's really what it comes down to. And it's very simple when you think about it. So we don't have to get so complicated with all the ins and outs of SEO. When it comes down to it is you write for the humans that are going to be visiting your site, and the search engines and everything else will follow. There are just some basic rules related to keywords that you should follow, which are to have keywords in the title, in the description, in the metadata of your particular post, and throughout the post in a very natural way. And that's it. So, Darren, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your question. And as a result, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For everybody else who's out there who has a question you'd like to ask, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just hit that big fat record button and ask away. And, you know, I have a number of questions that come in every day, so I can't get to all of them. But if you do get your question featured here on the show, I will send you an AskPat t-shirt. So thank you again so much for your time. And I highly recommend you go to smartpassiveincome.com and check out what's going on this month. This month is, quote, email marketing month on the SPI blog. And there's a lot of great content on there to help you maximize your effort with your email marketing. And you can also check out a free guide that's going to help you with your email content. Just head on over to emailthesmartway.com. You can check out what that's all about too. So thank you again. That's emailthesmartway.com. www.keywordsandtags.com. To finish off, here's a quote from Steve Garfield. He said, "You've probably got a device on you that you can shoot decent video. So what's stopping you? Capture and share some moments." Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.